Now, time to check in una vez más con nuestro amigo Romeo for the latest news and information from Tejano Nation.
Thanks, Rudy. Here's what's trending at TejanoNation.net. A petition has been created to get late Tex-Mex legend Freddie Fender into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Fender was known for his work as a solo artist with crossover hit songs like Before the Next Teardrop Falls and Wasted Days and Wasted Nights, as well as his work with groups Low Super 7 and Texas Tornadoes. Fender's signature sound fused country, rock, and Tex-Mex styles for the singer-songwriter born in the Rio Grande Valley. Another RGV singer-songwriter and Tejano Music archivist, Veronique Medrano, tells Tejano Nation she hopes to make Freddie Fender the first Hispanic in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
The first part of our mission is to get Freddie Fender into the Country Music Hall of Fame. We've put a petition out on petition.org. It's gotten a lot of a following and a lot of backing. We still need more. It never ends. Really need that support now more than ever, because we're coming up on the 50th anniversary of the album Before the Next Teardrop Falls. And to make these things happen, we need the community to back what we're doing. All they have to do is sign a petition. They don't have to give us money. They don't got to do nothing. They just have to sign the petition. That is what we need.
Freddie Fender's childhood home in San Benito was honored with a Texas State Historical Marker in April. The town also dedicated a water tower to the music legend in 2005, a year before he died from lung cancer at the age of 69. If you'd like to sign the petition, get all the details at TejanoNation.net. I'm Romeo with Tejano Nation, your number one source for Tejano news.
Numero 10.
Moving down to number 10, it's Tejano Pop by Eric Lee, son of Lee Villarreal of Los Desperados. He makes it to number 10 on Tejano Gold Countdown. Gold Countdown, something called Tejano Pop. Oh yeah, Eric Lee. And by the way, this song is going to be included on his debut solo album produced by Gabriel Zavala. This week, down to number 10 on the national charts. Today, we're paying tribute to the late Jimmy Gonzalez, who was a producer, he was a guitarist, a vocalist, and of course, frontman for Grupo Mas. Most of his life was devoted entirely to Grupo Mas. In the early days, with his great friend Joe Lopez, and during the last years of his career with his sons, who eventually joined the group.
God gives me another break with this Mas, with my kids. My kids were babies.
Daddy, I want to play with you someday.
Y aquí está, yo le decía, sí, mijo, you know. Y aquí están conmigo, especially Mikey. Mikey's a drummer. Y no es porque es mi hijo, pero he's a hell of a drummer, Rudy. And then the other son surprised me because he was into music, which is Joseph. This I think a conga player had to go somewhere on some tour. So he jumps in and he goes, can you do it? I said, yeah. Dude, he is unbelievable too. Por el poquito tiempo que tiene, tocando congas, he's incredible. And then I got Bobby, which is one that's coming in. He does the stage, he's charging and engineering and all that. And I got el otro peloncillo, Jumbuck, el que anda ahí poniendo gorro. He's our kind of like a road manager and does the talks to the promoters and stuff. And then the rest of the band, man, we got Jay Alaniz from Kingsville, who's not only a great bass player, but he's a great guitar player. I hate him sometimes. That's in a good way. And he's also a very good vocalist. Besides that, they're so talented, Rudy. They're so easy to work with. No batalla para nada, man. These guys are unbelievable. Like I said, I'm blessed with them. And I hope we last forever, you know.
Actually, his oldest son, Mike, has continued his father's legacy with his own band, Mike Gonzalez and Iconics. More of my tribute to Jimmy Gonzalez. But first, let's get back to Cali.
Number 9.
Cuando me dé la gana.
Tejano Gold Countdown song number 9 of the week, Cuando Me De La Gana by Cesar Omar, featuring Stephanie Montiel. A powerful duo here, uno de los grandes duetos de este 2023. Coming up on Tejano Gold Countdown, seguimos recordando a nuestro amigo, el inolvidable Jimmy González, and we're going to get the answer to this week's trivia. Of course, we're counting down the very best in Tejano and regional Mexican music. We'll be back with more TGC. No le cambies.
Tejano Gold.
Real Texans are genius.
Bud Light salutes you, Mr. Unnecessarily Big Pickup Owner.
Oh, so big.
Some people drive trucks, but you drive a pickup that generates its own gravitational pull.
At 3 million.
Where did you park? Oh, yeah. That spot and most of that spot.
Is that even legal?
Yes, you're brewed in Texas, and so is your Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Texas Edition Bud Light Beer Cans. Anheuser-Busch, Houston, Texas.